Okay, what does a superhero look like? And I don't mean those granite-jawed men of steel in funny capes. These days, superheroes look surprisingly like young women in t-shirts and jeans, such as Kylie and Holly. Kylie Vincent from Melbourne, where she studied arts and then chemistry, was named UK Woman of the Future in Science and Technology in 2011, got a Royal Society Fellowship at Oxford, where she's now a professor, won the Royal Society of Chemistry Emerging Technologies Prize in 2013, and won a $6 million grant from Innovate UK for the work on hydrogen, a field that is exactly what the future looks like. Here she is with Holly Reeve in the chemistry department where Margaret Thatcher once worked. But what about hydrogen?
Well, the thermodynamic calculations told us it should work to be able to use two enzymes brought together on little carbon beads to be able to regenerate a biological molecule called NADH, which is needed by many enzymes that are very useful in technology. And so I set Holly the project for her master's of seeing whether she could make this work.
And you were very confident about this, were you?
I was confident that it was theoretically possible. I knew that there would be some practical challenges, but I probably didn't tell her that at the time.
And Holly, how did you take the challenge?
I would guess I tried every single day for about 4 months to try and make this NADH. I remember looking at scans to see if there was NADH there, and there was a little inkling it might be, but only if you really squinted. And the first time I made it, I actually didn't know I'd made it. I was standing under a blackout sheet because one of the experiments was light sensitive, and Kylie said, "There's a scan of NADH, what is it?" And I was like, oh, we did it! and from there it carried on working quite nicely, so that's lucky.
Well, that's very brave, because if you're doing a master's or you're doing a DPhil, as you say, in Oxford, and it's leading up the garden path, it's a problem for you, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. We definitely had a lot of emotions set on this working, and when it did, we celebrated.
Now, it's called hydrogen. That's the name of the plot, if you like. What's so important about it?
So we've mentioned this biological molecule called NADH, and the hydrogen comes about because hydrogen technology is a way of regenerating this NADH molecule, and the H on there refers to a hydride. And the technology that Holly proved the concept of back in her master's project is based around using hydrogen gas to regenerate this biological molecule called NADH. Now, the importance is that many, many enzymes will only work in the presence of NADH. And enzymes are becoming increasingly important in making very complicated chemicals. And many of the most useful enzymes will only work in the presence of this special biological component. And so what we've developed is a clean way of regenerating or recycling this NADH, which supports the use of enzymes to make very complicated chemicals.
What sort of chemicals, and why do you want to make them? In other words, there's always got to be an application with industry involved. What is it? What's the payoff?
Yes. Many of the chemicals that are useful as drug molecules, as pharmaceuticals, or useful as flavour or fragrance molecules in the food industries or perfume industries are either natural products that come from biological systems, or they are inspired by those biological systems. And chemists have to try very, very hard to try to make these sorts of chemicals in the lab. But nature has very clean ways of making these sort of chemicals, because we can think of biological cells as being miniature chemical factories that are much better than we chemists are often at making very complicated chemicals. So in the case of pharmaceuticals, it's very important to be able to make correct molecules, because you don't want the wrong drug molecule, and it's important to be able to have those molecules made in very clean, pure form. And so many of the major pharmaceutical companies are starting to turn to enzymes as ways of making very, very complicated pharmaceutical molecules.
Holly, in my innocence, the first thing I would have thought of is not pharmaceuticals so much, but you know, you've got bacteria, you've got hydrogen, I think energy, no?
Yeah, there is some relevance. We can also use biological systems to make fuels, and people are looking at that. But we're focusing in on the fine chemicals, the really precise complex chemicals at the moment, because it's kind of an easier way for us to access the market, I suppose.
But what are you doing now that you're not necessarily at the bench all the time? What's your role here?
I'm helping everyone that is in the lab. So I have I guess, 6 years experience in making the system work. So it's quite useful to be able to sit and talk to people when they're having problems and help them decide where to go next. But I also have to make sure we talk to the technology transfer team and make sure we're keeping an eye on what might be patentable or what we should protect and who we can tell what. And also thinking about the long-term kind of strategy and starting to talk with Kylie and the technology transfer team and collaborators about where we're heading. And
Holly, I don't want to be patronising, but having just been a master's student at PhD, or DPhil if you insist, that's fairly young to be running an outfit like this with such clear connections to industry. So it sounds a wonderful sort of training for when you maybe rule the world. No, I don't mean grow up. I mean rule the world. Because this is one thing that is not happening as much as it should be in other universities. How do you take to this sort of challenge?
Well, Kylie's pretty awesome at helping. But I've also been to business school, to a Science Innovation Plus program, where I joined some MBA classes on emerging markets and how to stay competitive. And I met a lot of other scientists that are involved in commercializable research. So that really helped as well, just making sure I get a lot of training and build my awareness of how to handle that side of things.
That was here in Oxford, was it?
Yeah.
I see. So that sort of thing goes on even here, not just in various other parts of Israel and so on, in America. So here.
Yeah.
And you're, in other words, keeping several strands going at the same time.
Yeah, juggling, yeah. Yeah, I was lucky enough to be able to do that at the Said Business School. So we had access to all their kind of libraries and staff there. They were all really helpful. And we had to write reports on our science and start thinking about technology markets and organisational capabilities. So we got kind of one-on-one help from the staff there as well.
Yeah, so you got the jargon, but what about the clear-sighted impetus, getting things done and all that? Because the thing about universities is they say, we'll come back in 10 years, and the business people want you to come back in 10 minutes. You know, there is a tension.
Yes. I'd like to say, growing up on a farm, teamwork, getting things done as fast as possible, but as easily and safely as possible, was a fairly good training.
Where was your farm?
Warwickshire.
What did you farm?
Arable, so it was like wheat, barley, peas, spring onions, oilseed.
Very practical indeed, yeah. You mentioned the Said Business School. That's a gigantic building, quite new in Oxford.
I think the biggest thing I learned there was talking to MBA students, so learning to talk to people that are in that business mindset. It's a completely different way of communicating to scientists. They don't want a long-winded discussion. They would literally come over to a group of scientists, ask for one sentence from you, and they'd peel off the one they were interested in and take them away. I don't know what happened to them.
Kylie, the big ambition in your wildest dreams, if all this comes off, where's it going to lead?
Well, we would really like to see this hydrogen technology opening up the use of enzymes for making chemicals in much cleaner ways and really expanding the use of biotechnology across the whole chemical industry, because enzymes enable the possibility of making chemicals much more cleanly, using water as the solvent instead of polluting organic solvents, avoiding toxic heavy metal chemicals that tend to be used to help with chemical synthesis at the moment. And so this offers possibilities of making chemistry much cleaner and greener, and we'd really like to see this hydrogen-driven chemistry really taking off in parallel with development of a hydrogen energy economy, so sort of making use of the same ways of producing hydrogen as a clean fuel, using that also as a clean way of driving chemistry.
Yeah, would these enzymes be within little creatures, little microorganisms, or will they be free floating in a vat or something?
Well, there are two main approaches, I guess, to using enzymes in biotechnology. One is the first that you mentioned, using enzymes inside their biological cells, and that has the advantage that you have all the infrastructure of the cell there to help support the enzyme, but the disadvantage that because you've got other enzymes present in the cells, you tend to make a bit of a mixture of products, and also the chemical products you're making often damage the cells so that they don't survive very long while they're doing that chemistry. The way that we're approaching this is by breaking the cells open and isolating the enzymes, which we can think of as sort of isolating the machinery for doing specific processes in making chemicals. But we then have to supply the infrastructure that the cell would have supplied the enzyme with, and that's why it's so important to regenerate the NADH, because normally the cell would take care of that. We have to have ways of doing that outside the cell, and so that's really the root of our work towards this hydrogen technology.
Holly, finally, when you left the farm, did you imagine that your chemistry degree would lead to this kind of activity?
No, I definitely didn't. But when I was picking my master's project and I saw Kylie's interests, I was really fascinated by the use of biology to solve the problems around us and bringing chemistry and biology together.
And business.
And business. I didn't think it would bring businesses to as well, but I'm very excited that it has.
Next time I turn up, you'll be in the sharp suit.
What's wrong with my suit?
Welcome to the future, the clever science, the shrewd business sense and the immense ramifications. Associate Professor Kylie Vincent, ex-Melbourne University, and Holly Reeve at Inorganic Chemistry in Oxford. A spectacular team.